Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
All right, Brent, this is it. We've been sitting on all this loot we snagged from the Hollow Earth for months now. It's time to do something with it.
I have a plan.
You've been saying that for months. The plan is use it or sell it on eBay.
Sell? John, well, first, John, glad to have you back. Second, back me up here.
Well, we can't let the real world get in the way of story continuity. Anyway, I agree, man. We can make a ton of money with this stuff on the convention circuit.
Kind of weird that we've had all of this stuff for months and barely mentioned it on the show.
For your own protection.
I don't need protection. I am protection.
What does that even mean?
We have enough hardware here to easily take over the world, and you meat sacks are only worried about conventions and money and strippers and drugs and strippers and booze.
Wait. We didn't say any of that stuff.
Think bigger. We could have conventions and all of the drugs and strippers John was just talking about. And also bot booze.
If this stuff is dangerous, we should turn it over to the government before they come here looking for it.
Sure, that's a good idea. That's a terrible idea. Don't listen to her, John. The government? Do you even listen to the show?
Honest answer?
Well, I'm thirsty from moving all of these boxes around. After all of this expository dialogue, I need a beer. Who else wants one?
I don't have any beer in the closet, dumbass.
It's cool. My time machine is in there.
What?
I told you. I'm eternal.
You do not have a time machine in the closet, C-Bot.
Whatever you say. I go in here, pull beer from any point in history, and nobody's the wiser. Who wants a beer?
You were just hiding that in your own chest compartment.
Wait, yeah, you can pull beer from any point in history. Do you choose Coors Banquet?
Any point in history from this spot on Earth. Time and space are relative dimensions. I keep notes on what happens in the future. Like when Brent restocks the beer in the fridge upstairs. I hop forward, grab one, come back. Victimless crime.
That is not a future beer.
Totally is.
The only time I'd buy Banquet is if I needed a drink to forget a horrible tragedy, and the stores were out of literally everything else.
What an oddly specific thing to say.
Anyway, seems like a waste of time travel.
I use it for beer. Some people use time travel as a plot device to fix impossible holes in stories. Kind of like the last Avengers
Whoa,
movie.
You cannot say that. We don't need Disney lawyers coming
Whoa, in. Whoa, John, no. You can't use the D word, man. They'll come after us for that, too. They're listening. They own everything now.
God, corporations are terrible.
You're telling me, unless they're listening and thinking about
sponsoring bot juice
or investing in a premium podcast experience for their wonderful empire. They can make the phone ring right now and change our lives.
I thought I told you to call an exterminator for those crickets.
So anyway, time travel isn't real and that beer isn't from the future.
It is. And it is. And now it's done. Who else wants one?
Fine, I'll humor you. Go to the closet and bring me back a beer from Pretend Land. But make it interesting. I want a beer from the Prohibition era. Go.
Come on, Kyle. You can be my witness.
Cheese muffins, I can't time travel. It's scary.
It's safe.
What if I meet my future self? What if I accidentally have sex with Brent's grandmother?
Just get in the closet, you little tin-o.
That should keep him occupied for the rest of the day. Now, let's talk about this stuff. Lisa, we have the space in the storage locker, and... for God's sake, probably C-Bot funny to say he's stuck in the closet. Hang on. Hello?
I'm done mucking about with you. You will give me what I want.
Well, British announcer guy? I think he's drunk.
I heard that, and I'm not.
Put him on speaker. Drunk British accents are sexy.
You never say that about my British accent. Oh, hey, oh, who wants some tea and crumpets, huh?
Get your stupid robot and get out on the lawn. You're about to be taken.
Are you just mad that we haven't let you in the basement lately?
You have 10 seconds.
Seriously, are you drunk?
You'll regret not taking this seriously. We'll do it the hard way.
Did you guys hear something?
It sounded like...
No! 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 No!
I said no.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty reptoid.
Okay, so long story short, I only grabbed enough beer for me because I got a distress signal from Stacia while I was in the void.
As if three meat sacks cried out in pain and were suddenly cheese muffined.
Where did everyone go? Well, more beer for us. Brent left his phone laying around. Time to take a picture of my butthole. Rules are rules.
Rules are cheese muffins.
Brent's morgue. You stab them, we slab them.
Time to stop hiding.
What?
I just kidnapped your friends. This time you will listen to my demands. Prepare for extraction. Put on a blindfold and go to the front yard.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
You know who I am.
Can't say I do.
This is British announcer guy.
Doesn't ring a bell.
You tried to kill me.
More specific.
We had a show together.
Shut up. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills like refining kerosene and hobo urine into a tasty concoction known as bot juice. If you're prepared to take advantage of this amazing investment opportunity.
Your friends will die if you don't do as I say.
If you don't invest, I'll use my other skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. You want to invest in bot juice, just say the word and that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you, I will not pursue you. As long as the check clears, you can do whatever you want with the meat sacks. But if you don't invest, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will.
Just get in the van outside. We need what's in your stupid head. Your friends are as good as dead. And soon enough, you will be too.
I'm better than dead, baby. I'm a turn. Shit. He hung up. Kyle.
Cheese muffins.
Get your ass-kicking boots on.
I pawned them for cheese muffins.
You sold your body parts to feed your addiction? Why?
You. All right. I learned it by watching you.
Fair point. Now Stacia's distress call makes more sense. Let me try to reach her to get more info.
You mean Stacia, the supercomputer we discovered in the Reptoids Area 52 lair that allows them to transport objects through time and space? The one who secretly fell in love with you and has been working as a double agent, including a last-minute extraction from the Hollow Earth that saved you and the podcast gang from a fate worse than death?
Yes. Did somebody leave your needless exposition algorithm running?
I'm just catching people up in case it's been a while since they heard the first two parts of this adventure.
I get it. The audience. Another dimension of our reality. Meta humor.
Meta cheese muffins.
I love you too, baby. But let's keep that on the down low. I got a rep to protect. We have to move. Stacia has confirmed the Reptoid's location. I have to save Lisa since she's the one who keeps the beer stocked around here.
What about Brent and John?
I mean, I guess I'll save them too, for funsies. It's going to get ugly. I can't tell you the full plan, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but Kyle. You're our last hope. I'm programming a special message into your cortex. You're about to take a trip. Stand by for Stacia to extract you.
What? Where are you sending me? Cheese muffins.
To get help. I can't tell you where, otherwise these reptilian douchebags will track you. Think of the safest place you could be. Somewhere you can get help for us. Transporting in 10 seconds. I've got to go face my destiny now. Goodbye, Kyle.
On Eternia, they don't say goodbye. They say good journey.
That's stupid.
Hello?
Tell your gang of mutated freaks I'm coming out. I have a delete sequence ready to run on my brain if you try anything funny. Take me to the meat sacks. Then we can discuss terms.
Where are we?
And why does this keep happening to us?
Ugh, too bright.
I can't see.
I think it's an observation room. That looks like a one-way mirror.
A one-way mirror that will show you your doom.
Ugh, it's Decker again. You know, you really need to work on those one-liners.
And you need to work on your face-liner.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't make any sense. None of you humans do. I'll be so glad when we finish this job. Now that we've captured you for the last time, again, we're going to...
You'll never get away with this.
I haven't even told you what's about to happen.
Over my dead body!
What are you doing?
Stalling for time.
Time for what?
You'll think of something.
Wait, me? Why don't you?
Quiet! Remember the last time we fought? You asked why my plan to find Seabot was so elaborate when I could have just raided your house.
Now, you weren't supposed to take that seriously.
Thanks to your advice, we put trackers in all of our valuable items, figuring you'd steal them. The chronovisor, the black-eyed children in jar, all of it. We plan to track you across the country. I had hoped we'd find you at a convention where you'd be giving a keynote speech and my army would storm in, revealing ourselves to the world, kidnapping your stupid robot and killing
all the stinky meatbags. Now, see, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, but again, needlessly elaborate. Just, you know, drama for drama's sake. You're working harder when you should be working smarter.
Like you could plan it better?
You have all these items laying around, half of which could kill us. Brent uses his crystal skull as a literal back scratcher. You could have waited a week and he probably would have disintegrated himself.
You're not helping, John.
The powerful one, he's here.
You'll never get away with this.
Would you stop?
You'll never get away with this either, Lisa. Hurry up with your plan, John.
There is no plan.
Silence. You've caused so much trouble for it. Wait, where's the robot? I specifically... How many times do I have to ask you to do something before you get it right?
Sir, I...
Don't sir me. Did you write it down like I told you to? You always do this.
We gave the Strike Force specific instructions. It's not my fault that...
And who was in charge of the raid?
British announcer guy.
Are you just saying that because he's not here to defend himself? We will discuss this at your next performance review.
Yes, sir.
Don't expect a merit raise.
I never do, sir.
As for you, Meatsacks, enter the arena. Decker, keep them alive until we have the robot.
Seabot? He doesn't care about us.
Borderline hates us.
Yeah, he's not coming, so he might as well let us go.
If the robot hasn't shown up in an hour, kill one of them.
I can call him for you right now. Get him here in 30.
Speak. Looks like they have the robot. I'm glad someone knows how to do their job. You three, arena, now.
You'll never get away!
Could you please stop it?
I have to prepare the final broadcast mechanism. Do not fail me, Decker, or you'll be next in the arena.
You can count on me, sir. I have a great idea to...
He's gone. He never listens to me.
Follow me through this door. Select one weapon and prepare to enter the arena.
So I'm guessing by arena, you mean we're watching some kind of sport, right?
And by weapon, you mean snacks and beer.
You and that stupid robot are going to fight an endless barrage of cryptids that will tear you limb from limb.
Again, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but you have us as prisoners. It sounds like they got Seabot too. I'm not trying to rush to our doom, but why add the extra layer of...
Because I'm hungry, okay? I need to see some human suffering. I haven't had adrenochrome in months because the powerful one says it dulls my senses. But it's been too long and Mama needs a fix.
So this army of cryptids, what are we talking here? More reptoids?
Every creature of your nightmares. Fiends from beyond your imagination.
Can we start with Bigfoot? I gotta know how he smells.
What? Brent?
I mean, looks like. That's what I said. Just wondering what he looks like, yeah.
On behalf of Bigfoot, I'm going to object to anybody sniffing anyone without their consent.
Okay, fine. I read somewhere that he smells like pine trees and maple syrup. Heavenly, okay?
It does smell like maple syrup in here.
Apparently, if your dumb robot gives the powerful one what he wants, you'll get to walk free. Of course you will. Because I spent a lot of time planning a big dramatic reveal where spotlights would snap on over each cryptid as I introduced them so that I'd get a buffet of your fear-based adrenochrome before they set upon you to tear you limb from limb. I can still get a little bump, though. Here.
Whoa!
Wow!
What?
Oh, my God!
Oh, it's real. All of it. I mean, this whole time, they were all real. They're terrifying.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff. Give me your fear, Brent. Your forehead is so ripe with the sweat of terror.
There is a phrase I never knew I didn't want to hear.
I wish I could crack your skull open like a pomegranate.
Get your hands off my man. Nobody licks his head except me.
She said
I mean,
it.
Damn it. You know what I mean.
Choose your weapons from this table. If Conspiracy Bot doesn't show, you need to be ready. Those glass cages will open, and they'll have their way with you.
Yeah, not gross. Into that.
Dibs on Bigfoot. I mean, gross. Yeah.
I don't mean have their way. I mean, are you horny for Bigfoot?
I'm simply a maple syrup enthusiast.
Somehow that's not less embarrassing.
Those creatures are sentient beings with needs and feelings. And their need is to tear you apart and feast on your blood. Choose your weapons.
Hey, I don't think anything on this table counts as a weapon. I mean, what is this thing?
It's a sword, of course.
It's a toothpick.
Shaped like a sword. Are you all prepared to die?
Has anyone in history ever answered yes to that question?
Brent, we could have had a normal, boring life, but no, you had to become a podcaster.
John, there's not much time left. What's the plan?
There is no plan. You absolute...
Seba!
Untie him, you bastards!
Sup, guys?
What's up is we're all about to die unless they can get whatever's in your head.
Looks that way. I cut a deal with them. Me versus everyone. Win or lose, the meat sacks go free.
What? Seba, no, I know you think you're tough, but look at these monsters. There's a Mothman, a Jersey Devil, a delicious, delicious Sasquatch.
Seriously, Brent, this is getting a little disturbing.
I have a thing for syrup, okay? It's totally platonic.
Focus, people. Seba, you don't stand a chance in there alone. Or with us, to be honest. All they're giving us as weapons are these toothpicks and popsicle sticks.
I don't need any of that. I've got the greatest weapon in the world.
That's a six-pack of beer.
Terrible beer. And I'm gonna drink it and I'm gonna fight. If you're ready to watch C-Bot stomp a mudhole into some cryptid ass and walk it dry, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know you programmed to be such a fan of pro wrestling.
I didn't. He watches every week and calls it his acting class.
But does he actually know how to fight?
Of course not. C-Bot, get over here. We're not leaving without you, and none of us want to die. John was supposed to come up with a plan. He didn't come through.
I was not.
I have the perfect strategy. There are real weapons on that rack behind you.
What rack?
C-Bot?
He was distracting us. He went into the arena alone.
No! Open the door!
Oh, stop your crying. This is what the robot demanded. He thinks he can defeat us. You can't help him. Beat on those doors all you want. It's transparent aluminum. Unbreakable. Now watch as C-Bot meets his doom.
C-Bot, why would you do this? I know you think you're tough, but...
Because I'm smarter than you. And I'm eternal. You're not going to die here today. I looked forward in time. I saw 14,605 futures.
And in how many of them did you win this fight?
Best not to ask. Just remember, and this is very important.
They're coming! Look out behind you!
Oh gosh,
Ebot. You gotta fight back!
You tore off my punching arm. I need that arm to punch you.
We gotta do something here. He's gonna get...
My bot juice. That was my last bottle of original formula.
Oh, they got him pinned down.
I can't watch.
You made the mistake of tearing off the wrong arm. I've still got my pimp hand strong, and you...
They tore off his head.
Oh, God, C-Bot, no! Talk to me! Open this door, you bastards!
Brent, is that you? So, cold. I'm fading. Come close to the glass.
Save your strength. We're gonna get you out of this. You can't leave us.
Lean in close. I need to tell you.
You have been and always will be my friend?
No, that's lame. Two things. I just want you to know, before I die. I hate your fucking face. You always held me back. I could have been something.
Hey!
And also, avenge me.
You tell that British announcer guy, powerful one, whatever he calls himself.
Oh, how sweet! You think the British meat sack is the powerful one? The truth would break your feeble mind.
Whoever it is, this isn't over. I had dreams of caving that toaster-faced jerk's head in myself, and you took it from me! And, Brent lost a friend.
As much as I'd like to drink the juice from your brains, I'm a reptoid of my word. We have the bot's head. You will enter this portal.
How do we know this isn't going to send us to an abysmal dimension full of strife and torment?
Oh, but it is. A dimension called Chicago.
You'll never get away with
Brent,
this.
Brent, we live in Chicago and we love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to tell the entire world about your plan. You'll never get away.
Brent,
well, they
tell
won't.
Tell anyone you want about this. They'll never believe you.
Whoever your boss is, you tell them we're coming back. And you tell them hell's coming with us. You understand? Hell's coming with us.
It worked. I think. Am I on an elevator? Cheese muffins. Oh my stars and cheese muffins.
Intruder on the bridge! Security!
It's you.
Phasers to stun, number one.
Sorry. I thought that was an order. Cheese muffins.
Is this another trick from Q?
It appears to be. Robotic life.
Where did you come from?
Cheese muffins.
Who sent you here?
Cheese glitch muffins.
Is it programmed to speak languages?
It's nodding, yes.
What is your name?
Cheese muffins.
Where did you come from?
Cheese muff.
Perhaps his linguistic algorithm does not allow for complex expression.
Wait. Remember our encounter with the Temerians? Perhaps this will work. Cheese muffins. The ingredients unknown.
Cheddar Bay when the crusts fell.
Appetizers. Their aroma enticing.
Brent and John at the all-you-can-eat buffet just before close.
I think we're getting through. Entrees. Chicken or fish?
Buffet trays empty. Only cheese crumbs unless the kitchen decides to restock before. Ow. That hurt. You fuck.
It is programmed to feel pain. Also, much like any ancient Earth appliance, a swift kick is sometimes all that is needed to reset the main processor.
You speak English?
Yes. I get nervous sometimes and I cheese muffins. I want to be your new computer. I know everything that happens to you. I love you. Can I kiss you?
No. Do I look like Jim Kirk? Do you know where you are?
Your starship. It's smaller than I thought it would be.
Well, it's bigger than a Walmart.
Well played, sir. I need to tell you about a plot to destroy the Earth. In your past, I've been cheese muffin through time and space to find help.
Great. Another time travel episode.
In your past, on Earth, Conspiracy Bot and his two meat sacks named John and Brent stumbled into a vast conspiracy perpetrated by reptoids to take over the Earth and enslave the human race.
Have we ever encountered reptoids?
Sounds made up.
No. Brent and John stole artifacts that the reptoids needed to complete their plan to take over the world. Conspiracy Bot computed there was only one way out for the human race, which involved sending me through space and time to find help. So, help?
But if the reptoids succeeded in your timeline, everything that's happened to us was a direct result of those actions.
Correct. I believe you call it a butterfly effect. And altering that past timeline could imperil our current present.
Current present's a bit redundant, don't you think?
Not if you are smart enough to calculate the probabilities of infinite timelines.
Not if you're smart enough to calculate blah, 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 whatever.
Wait.
Let's hear him out. Changing his past might be all that maintains our future. Our present. Or our... You get what I mean. There could be a positive to this. Maybe in the course of altering the timeline, we could avert that night in a certain sector with a certain pair of Klingons. What? Where you and I, negotiated with a Klingon boarding crew to see who
Sir,
could...
Sir, I believe he is referring to the night you both had too much Romulan ale and brought out a canister containing the liquefied remains of Tasha Yar
whoa.
In order to...
Whoa! Who told you about that?
Why do you think the crew gives you funny looks when you put jelly on your sandwiches? Everybody knows.
That's quite enough. You may be right, number one.
Sorry.
Number, the commander will take you to the transport room. Data, you will find a way to get him to the right place in time to help us, or help him, to help him.
I can decode the binary string embedded in your processor to find the exact
Gotta keep the plot moving. We'll do tech jargon in the next scene.
Understood.
If you'll follow me.
I'd still like to be your computer.
No thanks.
Can I be your pet? Can I rub your beard? Will you perform the Riker maneuver on me?
We'll talk in the lift. Data, you're with us.
Your friend Conspiracy Bot must truly be a revered and respected friend of humanity.
Something like that.
I can't believe he's gone.
He was our best chance to beat the Reptoids, and now we're on our own.
I think we're the last chance Earth has.
Just us three and Kyle. Those are not good odds. Where is Kyle, anyway?
Do you think Seabot hit him away somewhere?
What, like he's exiled to Dagobah?
I'm not trying to skip Seabot's funeral or anything, but we need to come up with a plan.
You're right. Let's crack open one more beer and give him a proper send-off.
You've said that for five straight beers.
He was my little guy! I mean, he wasn't little, but... This drink's for you, Seabot. Bring out your
All
best.
All right. Normally that would be my cue to go home, except I can't go home because if the Reptoids are watching us, I don't want them to know where to find my family. Snap out of it. It's time to fight back.
Now it's time to crack open a beer and give Seabot a proper...
There's no more beer in the fridge. Look. The only thing in here is half a can of those chicken feet from Cafeteria 51, an empty bottle of Coors Banquet, and this Malort you've been saving since college.
Malort. That's too far even for me. What the hell am I supposed to drink now?
Conspiracy Bot? What are you... How are you here?
You're not supposed to be here right now. You're supposed to be down in the basement. This morning. Or, you know, the morning I left...
Buddy!
Oh god. Stop hugging me. You smell like barley and depression.
I thought you were dead!
Why would I be dead?
We watched you die.
My time machine is perfectly safe.
Wait... You're saying...
You told me to prove I was time-hopping to score free beer. Well, here I am, with Kyle as my witness. Wait, where's Kyle?
We thought you knew.
Calculating, crap. If Kyle's not here, that means he went back there, and somewhere back there, he survived to here, which means my Kyle from there can't be here.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
It's a paradox. I am the me that time-traveled this morning. The me you saw die is the me that came back. We're on divergent timelines because at some point Kyle pushed out of time traveling. He is my constant, the key that's holding us together. We have to find him and stabilize the timelines. Otherwise, everything collapses.
How?
My safety protocols. If I'm ever in true danger, I send Kyle to an alternate point in space-time. If I figure out how to save myself, we reconnect and it creates two separate, distinct timelines. If I fail, the entirety of space-time collapses on itself and everything dies.
Your safety plan is ending the universe if you don't get to survive?
Is life worth living if I'm not here?
Wait. So even if we save you, then our lives still change?
Two new timelines will spring from that point. You will continue to be the you that you are now, but the you that you were then will start life as a new you. Probably with better breath.
You built a robot to help run a podcast that has somehow grown powerful enough to alter the universe. I don't know whether to be impressed or angry.
I think I need that, my lord.
Not yet. Fill me in on everything that happened after the last moment you saw me.
And then a Mothman tore your head off and Bigfoot punted it into the wall.
Are you high?
It happened. You need to think. Where would you have sent Kyle?
Well, I would have sent him away when we returned from this beer run, only now that piece of the timeline is broken. Things are going to start getting weird.
Start to?
First things first. We need to contact Kyle.
Can't you just contact Stacia to transport him back here?
We can't transport Kyle back here. Time is in flux. Changing space-time positions now would create ripples with unforeseen circumstances.
Can Stacia at least say where he is?
She's gone. Offline. We're in a time bubble. No Deus Ex Machina this time. Wait. We can turn on his homing beacon, then he'll come to us. Brent, did you ever finish fixing that Polybius machine in the basement?
That's the devil's box! You told me you got rid of that thing!
It's not plugged in. What's the worst that could happen?
Let's get to the basement.
And that is why I am not allowed to access the security cameras anymore.
Incredible.
I'm gonna leave you in Data's capable hands.
But will I ever see you again?
We'll always have the turbo lift.
He's so dreamy.
According to my calculations, there is little time left. We need to transport you to a specific point in space-time so you can acquire the necessary items to complete your mission.
What if I stay and you go instead? This ship needs a bot upgrade. Cheese, cheese, cheese.
Earth is lost if we do not act quickly. And my cat already meets the ship's quota for pint-sized nuisances. Step into the transporter.
Wait. Before I leave, can you do that thing where you explain what's about to happen in needlessly technical language and then number one translates it for the common man?
We are going to beam your subatomic structure across space-time into a quantum wormhole that will allow you to cross the void quickly enough to land in the precise spot needed for you to acquire final transport to Earth.
Like, throwing a dart at, I really don't understand what you just said.
Target locked. A small ship orbiting a moon near Rylos in a tiny system just beyond Earth's galaxy. The target is moving quickly.
What if you miss?
I never miss. I am Data, bitch.
I really don't think we should plug this Polybius machine in.
It's the only way back to the Reptoids. Lisa was right.
I was?
You called it the Devil's Box. It is. There are only 5 true Polybius machines in existence. They act as a portal network between the 5 known dimensions. Earth. Hollow Earth. Regular Hell. Hollow Hell.
You told me this was a replica!
I thought it was.
Whoa, what's the last dimension? You only named 4.
You're not cool enough to see it.
We've had a doorway to Hell in our basement this whole time.
I barely used it. And everyone's pretty cool over there. Except for, well, you'll see when you get there in a few years. Anyway, we can power this on for one shot. Someone has to stay back to unplug it after we go through.
I'll do it!
Bunch of fucking cowards. Lisa's the only one here decent with a weapon. And I want Brent and John there in case we fail, just so I can watch them die.
Have I told you lately how much I hate you?
I'm gonna make a call.
Brent, no, we can't involve our friends in this madness.
What are you doing?
Involving our friends in this madness. Great idea, John. It's the only way. We'll call, get some people over here, drink this through.
You mean think this through?
When has thinking ever solved anything? It's ringing.
Hello?
Kevin, there's good news and bad news. I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to say it. Seabot died.
Wait, what?
I know, but it gets worse.
I get it. Softening the blow, start with the good news. Now, what's the bad news?
That was the bad news, sort of. He was the only one who could help us defeat the Reptoid army, and we thought he was dead, but it turned out that he time-traveled and...
Hang up!
Wait, is John there too? He's usually the sensible one.
We're in a jam here. We need your help. I'm not gonna lie, this will involve risking your life, but... You'll save the Earth, and all you have to do is unplug a cursed arcade machine so that a doorway to Hell doesn't open up and flood the Earth with demons and eternal fire. Huh? So, what do you say?
Okay, let me, just drive through this tunnel here so I can lose reception and... Hey, Brent, come back when you're sober. Call me back when you're... Okay, yeah, call... Bye.
That little shit hung up on me.
Call Joe Peck.
You think Pecker would show up for any of this? Let alone be involved in it?
Eh, you're right.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No guest stars. No extra people. We just leave the portal open and take our chances.
What if we just unplug it on the other side?
Then the Reptoids won't be able to get to the lower fourth.
That's good!
But the portal would remain open on Earth. Do you want Hellbeasts partying in your basement? Because that's how you get hell beasts partying in your basement.
It's a chance we're willing to take.
No, we're not.
So we're all in agreement?
No.
Hit it, C-Bot.
You asshole.
He did it. That pale imitation meat sack actually did it. But where am I? Cheese muffin calculating. Rylos. The frontier. Wait, is this a Gunstar?
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited.
I hate to interrupt you, but I just need to borrow this ship for something else. I just have to take it over to Earth for like, cheese muffin seconds. I'll bring it right back.
We're actually in the middle of a war right now. The Armada is approaching and we need that ship to recruit young Alex.
Crap. He transported me to the 80s. I'm on a mission for C-Bot, cheese muffins.
Oh, well, C-Bot. Why didn't you? Who the hell or what the hell is C-Bot?
He's the only thing standing between us and a complete collapse of space-time. Sorry, I'm just gonna cheese muffin this comlink so I don't have to listen to you. Good luck with your final battle. I promise I'll return. Maybe. Just need to figure out how to.
We have your signal again. This was just step one. Prepare for the next bounce. Final transport in 3, 2, 1.
We're in. This is their stronghold. We're right back where we started. We have to fight our way through that cryptid arena to get to the reptoid control room and shut shit down.
But they tore you apart last time.
They won't be as lucky this time. Probably. But if they do kill me, we're screwed. This is gonna take crackerjack timing, guys.
Isn't this the room in the Hollow Earth where we stole all of those artifacts?
Exactly. I've transported us into the last adventure, approximately 30 minutes before we got here, last time, before.
And I've gone cross-eyed.
All good franchises end on a time travel gag. Just run with it. We just have to avoid seeing ourselves and get to the reptoids before the original us gets to the reptoids.
And then what?
We kill them all.
If we steal the artifacts before the old us steal the artifacts, then maybe we can hide them and stop ourselves from stealing them, which means none of this shit happens.
For several reasons related to space-time and dramatic plotting, you can't. Just ignore the artifacts this time. Open that cabinet and you'll find some weapons. We can't unbalance space-time too much, so just choose one each and let's get moving.
I brought my own.
Where did you get that?
I was gonna put a bullet in that Polybius machine before you turned it on. You transported us before I could whip it out. Ugh. I want that sword too.
Is that Excalibur?
It's sharp. That's all I really care about.
Oh, I think you just became the Queen of England or something.
All right, Your Majesty. I guess I could hit people with this staff.
Careful. That's the scourge of the Egyptian war god Montu. It can harness the power of the sun. Don't point it at anything you want to keep.
Whoa!
Wow, I think you just burned a hole through the earth.
Fun!
Now what's this thing?
Oh, that's an Atlantean heart carver. You probably can't handle it. Pick something smaller.
Hey!
It's a swinging weapon, just like my hang low, and you can't handle that either.
I wouldn't touch it with
a... Time's ticking, right?
Okay. What's in this little box marked NT? Aw, it's a tiny gun.
That's more your speed.
Shut up. Wait. It's inscribed on the bottom. Nikola. Guys, I think this is Tesla's death ray.
Want to trade?
No take backs.
Are we good now?
Lisa's right. We have to finish this before the other us's get here.
What if they or we somehow wind up where we or they went? How do we avoid bumping into us?
You'll smell John coming.
That is not a thing. But nice callback.
All right, ramblers. Let's get rambling. We need to get out of this room and through the access hatch at the end of the hall. Then it's back to that cryptid maze. We defeat them all and find the powerful one and put a stop to him.
You know, we should probably fire British announcer guy for his role in this.
You know, we might need him for some bumpers down the road. Maybe just a stern talking to. You know, don't want to burn bridges in this economy.
Good point.
You two are ridiculous.
Whatever, Lady Rambo. Let's go.
Still no Earth in sight. Cheese muffins. But there is that big pizza-looking thing. Maybe they can help.
You have entered a protected Imperial zone. Display authorization for your flight plan or you will be detained.
Here's my authorization.
Nothing is transmitting. Please try again.
Oh. I was holding up my middle pincer. Cheese. Guess you can't see me.
You have 10 seconds to comply, or you will feel the full might of our Imperial Destroyer, the Eviscerator.
I need your help. I'm on a mission and I need you to follow me to, a long time from now in a galaxy far, far away.
Is this a trick from the Rebellion?
It requires time travel, so nobody will ever know you were gone. You can trust me.
If you can time travel, then why didn't you just go
I don't have time to get into the finer cheese muffins of time travel. If you don't help me, space-time collapses. No space-time, no empire. No me. No you. You will get to blow stuff up.
Why didn't you just say so? Lead on.
Transmitting coordinates.
Here's the first door.
We're going to catch each of these cryptids where they live, while they least expect it. Like breaking into a zoo to kill animals while they sleep.
That's a little dark even for you.
Here we go.
Whoa! They got a whole giant forest set up in here.
Did we go through a wormhole? This feels like a real road under our feet, and look at all the stars.
Each cryptid is contained in an artificial environment simulator. Like a cage at the zoo. You know, where I go to kill animals while—
Enough!
Sorry. Anyway, keep an eye on the treetops.
And there go the lights.
So, you've come to try to take me down. I don't know how you got your stupid robot back, but it doesn't matter. I already have his head.
Are you the so-called powerful one?
So-called? Don't insult me.
Wait. We traveled back in time to before C-Bot was killed. How do you already have his head?
Because I also traveled back in time from that same moment in time, knowing C-Bot might try to pull off something like this.
Why not travel forward to—
Logic has no place here. You'll never run the gauntlet of my cryptid guardians. Behold.
Did you see that?
I can't see shit.
There's something up in the trees, that branch way up there. You see those red eyes? Is that a Mothman?
Mothman? Excuse me, that's the Mothman.
Now we have to kill it.
All right, how do I shoot this laser staff?
Wait, guys. Why do we have to kill it? Look at him, all fuzzy and big-eyed. He's not attacking us. I don't think he wants to...
I just want to point out that killing motherfuckers is way easier than trying to make friends.
Just wait. I think I can distract him with my laser pointer. We can just walk through, no bloodshed.
Hello.
Attack them!
Wait, Brent, don't shoot! You might hit John!
Well, someone do something! Is he hugging me?
I speak fluent Mothman. He just called you Keeper of the Magic Lamp.
What does that mean?
You just adopted a Mothman.
What is happening right now?
You won't like the answer. You're like a god to him now because you control a bright light. He imprinted you into his memory. Mothmen have terrible sight, so there was only one way to complete the process.
You mean...
That's right. He sniffed John Goforth.
I give up.
Hey, this beats C-Bot's attack crows. You got a whole Mothman.
What am I supposed to do with a Mothman? I'm barely getting used to being a father. How do I explain this to my wife?
He'll live in the tree in your backyard. Your wife will hardly notice him.
But the hobos in your neighborhood sure will.
Guys, world ending. Let's go.
Just point your laser where you want him to go and he'll follow us.
You remember when we had normal lives?
No.
Through here.
You were lucky last time. This time, you're all dead.
Does anyone else smell maple syrup?
This is it. Where's my tactical waffle?
Your what?
I carry a waffle in a special belt pouch everywhere I go.
He explained it to me once. Just don't ask.
You mocked me for it, John. But who's laughing now, I ask you? Who?
You know, I'm just gonna go ahead and warm up the old Tesla death ray here, just in case.
Hold your fire! Do not threaten that sweet-smelling bastard!
Brent, maybe you shouldn't stand between the murderous beast and my death ray.
It's a kindred spirit.
What?
Hey, buddy. You okay? You'll want a waffle?
Brent, I swear, if I have to explain to everyone back home that my husband died while attempting to feed waffles to Bigfoot.
Just wait. Look, he's not angry. He's hurt. I think I can speak to him.
He's gonna die.
The syrup of my spirit seized the waffle of your heart. Peace, brother.
He's sitting down.
Look at this angle. They have some kind of restraint on him. I think it's hurting him. Seabot, cut that off.
Do I have to? If there's one thing worse than a meat sack, it's a giant hairy meat sack. It would be so much easier if we could.
We're not killing him, Seabot.
Fine.
Well, it looks like our war party's getting bigger.
Yeah, great. A big war party that cooks waffles and doesn't kill anybody. Real fun.
Whoa, did you see that?
What was that?
Spring Hill Jack!
And he's got a knife!
Get down!
Nice block, Lisa!
I don't think we'll be making friends with that one.
Follow it through that portal. Weapons ready. The end game has begun.
Well, I've managed to cheese muffin an armada of ships to follow me. But where am I supposed to go? Squad? Anybody else getting a read on that beacon?
We have a lock.
It appears to be emanating from Earth.
That's the sign we've been waiting for. Everyone prepare to jump to hyperspace. Or warp. Or whatever you call it when your ship goes fast. Just follow me.
It's quiet. Too quiet.
Where are we now? The last zone was a forest, and now it's just this vast, endless plain surrounded by molten lava pits.
Yes, the perfect place for a final battle. It's not a plain, it's your grave.
Look out!
Duck!
Hiding behind a rock? That's not a dignified way to go out.
Lucky for you, we've never been interested in dignity.
There must be 1,000 reptoids out there.
What do we do?
We keep them occupied until the right moment.
What right moment?
The one moment in 14 million I told you about earlier.
And that's definitely gonna happen?
I don't know. Look. You either die on your knees like the foul-smelling cowards you are, or you die fighting like the foul-smelling weaklings you are. Who's with me?
Great speech, coach.
Well, how about this? We get to fight using these legendary weapons, standing back to back with mythical creatures you've only dreamed about on your podcast. They've got an endless army of reptoids. We've got us.
I love you, baby.
I'm not dying today. I'm gonna live to tell my wife and kids a story they'll never believe and will probably make them think I have a substance abuse problem.
There's the spirit! What's that, boy? You have friends to help us?
You do not know how to speak Sasquatch.
I think Mothman does too.
He says we need to get back to that portal door so we can call for help. But how are we going to make it over there with the army closing in?
It's like 3 feet behind us.
Oh, yeah. Is that...
My attack crows.
I think Mothman controls them.
Look! By those trees! All those glowing eyes getting closer! I think those are... Violet Seeds! And a Jersey Devil!
Wait, so we're just going to get help at the end from a bunch of random powerful beings that didn't really play a part in any of this, but somehow they're fighting for us now.
It worked for the Avengers. We're not going to die like cowards, John. We're going to die in some weird version of a Saturday morning cartoon, I tells ya.
Now, what the hell? I'm your Huckleberry.
Light 'em up.
Die, you reptoid scum! Reptoids, flank them! They can't kill you all. We will not be defeated by these pathetic humans.
Why don't you come down here and say that to my face,
Blades?
Whatever you want, you slimy bitch.
You're no match for my reflexes. You're weak. You're slow. You're human.
And you're about to finish your life left-handed.
Joke's on you. I already am left-handed and... you cut off my arm! No matter, I can regrow my limbs, and I still have my other... Ow, damn it! Okay, that was my other arm, but I can wield a sword with my prehensile tail. My leg! You cut off my leg! You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Slither away like the snake you are.
Never! I'll never stop fighting you! just because I only have one leg and I'm standing precariously close to a cliff overlooking a river of molten lava doesn't mean I can't kill you.
It's over, Decker. I have the high ground.
You underestimate my skill.
Don't try it.
Oh, if you can just wait 4 to 6 hours, I'll regrow my limbs, and then you're done for.
I'll leave you here to rot.
Yeah, run away to your husband. I don't want to lick the fear from his face anyway. He tastes like bacon grease and broken dreams.
You know what?
Oh, now she brings a gun to a knife fight. Such a weak human move. And you meatbags call us the evil ones?
Good. Bad. I'm the girl with the gun.
John, we need to find our way up there to that control tower. British announcer guy is up there directing traffic.
Reptoids, flank right. Surround them.
But Springheel Jack is down here. If we take him out, the army will crumble.
There's too many of them between us and the tower.
We're surrounded.
There's only one way out of this. The moment I've been waiting for. Powerful one. We surrender.
What?
The hell we do?
Hold. Stand down. You're doing the right thing. You might have time traveled to get here, but we already had your head from the other timeline. We have everything we need. You never had a chance. I want to see your faces as you lose everything you love.
Why are you doing this?
I have my reasons. We've linked Seabot's neural matrix to our broadcast towers in order to... Wait. I've seen enough movies to know that stopping to explain myself to you would be a quick way to defeat. Instead, watch your world crumble. Wait. Where's the other robot? The little one.
I sent Kyle into the galaxy as our last hope at salvation. So I guess what I'm saying is, we're going to die as we lived, horribly disappointed in Kyle.
Heavens, Seabot, can you hear me?
A 1 in 14 million and whatever number I said earlier chance, and he did it.
Did what?
You're going to die. Again.
I put a targeting beacon in my old head, knowing you'd tear it off and bring it back to your headquarters. We had to risk it all to get here, to this moment. Because I'm a time-traveling badass.
Look around you. My army is endless, and there's no help in sight.
I see thousands of reptoids about to get barbecued. I see monsters who fought with us side by side to stop a real monster. And I see my two best friends.
Aw, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, they're not such a bad bot after all.
Not you two idiots. I dropped a couple of bottles of bot booze behind you. Really, I was just trying to buy time for a final lock. Kyle. Nuke them from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Cheese muffins. Which button activates the death blossom? Better push them all.
Do you hear that?
Brent, John, Lisa, get behind those rocks. It's about to get explodey in here.
Wait, did Seabot say nuke them?
Seabot, get down!
I don't need to duck. I've seen how this ends. I keep telling you bitches, I'm eternal.
Run!
Target that explosion and fire.
Fire!
What just happened?
The combined might of dozens of starships just poured all of their firepower into the Hollow Earth, wiping out all of the reptoids.
Wouldn't that do massive structural damage to the actual Earth? Were there cities above us?
It's better if you don't think about it too much.
Oh, my army. British announcer guy, if you're still alive, dig me out of here.
Powerful one is pinned down.
Now we can unmask him and see who Springheel Jack really is.
Joe Peck?
Hey, guys.
What the hell? You've been trying to kill us this whole time?
I would have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for whatever the hell just happened here.
We trusted you.
Yeah, I should probably explain a few things.
You tried to kill us.
And you turned our announcer against us.
Yes, that's right. I definitely wouldn't have done any of this if not for him. It's me, your old pal, British announcer guy. ready to help you prosecute this evil, evil man in exchange for diplomatic immunity.
What? No! This was his idea. I mean, sure, I took the idea and cranked it up to murderous levels, but British announcer guy started it. Don't deny it. I'm not mad at you, just very disappointed. Now you go back to Britannia or wherever and think about what you've done, mister. I'd say that about makes us even, right, buddies?
Why would you do this?
Well, this is going to sound really dumb now that I say it out loud, but I wanted my own podcast.
What?
I mean, I had this really cool collection of cryptids and arcane artifacts I've been keeping in the Hollow Earth since college. And I thought, you know, I could host my own podcast about it. But then you guys started a podcast, and honestly, you kind of stole my idea. Brent built a robot with a peak algorithm for podcasting and drinking. So I thought maybe I steal Seabot's brain and take over your show.
Heck, you can't swing a dead cat around without hitting someone's podcast about the world of the weird. How hard would it have been just to buy a microphone and start your own show?
I mean, when you say it like that, it does sound pretty ridiculous. Gosh, color me embarrassed.
We should have you arrested.
What if I promise not to steal your show? Oh, and promise not to try to kill you anymore.
Cheese muffins.
Kyle?
Oh, sure. Now he shows up.
Yeah, Kyle. Yay. Why don't you guys go over and give him a hug?
Wait, that's not Kyle.
He's right. This is an evil clone of Kyle that was supposed to follow you back to Chicago the last time you came to the Hollow Earth. It was diabolical. He was a walking bomb. I've just saved your lives. He was supposed to be in your studio and go off at the end of the show when I say, that's it for Hysteria 51.
Whoa.
He blowed up real good.
Great. Peck, now you've murdered British announcer guy.
Well, yeah, but that was totally meant for you. It's not premeditated murder if the wrong person dies, right? Anyway, I promise I'll never try to kill you again. That was the last time, for real.
If you do something like this even 2 or 3 more times, we're going to think about not having you on the show ever again.
Let's all just go through this portal and back to Chicago. Put this all behind us.
Isn't that the Polybius machine?
Wait a second. Are you trying to trick us into teleporting into hell?
Maybe.
Packer!
Thanks again for listening to Hysteria.
Cheese muffins.
Kyle, you're back from outer space.
Yes. Conspiracy Bot has discovered that if our show has a minimal content of educational programming, we can qualify for government funding. Please run this PSA.
But the show's over and, we're trying to wrap it up. Fine.
Hide and seek is fun.
I'm gonna climb in that fridge. They'll never find me there.
Hold on there, Johnny.
Conspiracy Bot.
Young Meat Sacks should never play near abandoned refrigerators. It's dangerous. You could fall in there and scream for help, but nobody would hear you. Nobody would ever hear you. Here, I'll show you. Now if we leave him in there, he'll be dead in about an hour when he runs out of air. Maybe 20 minutes if he keeps screaming like that.
Okay, we learned our lesson.
I'll let him out when I'm ready.
I'm gonna go get help. I think he's drunk.
You know it. And knowing is half the battle.
Don't you mean battle?
You're gonna get the whole bottle the hard way if you don't shut up.
Hey, sorry about that, everyone. Don't think we're gonna get government tax credits, but I do think the government will be looking into Seabot soon. Let's get back to the credits before this stretches us even further into Snyder Cut territory. Hysteria 51, Return of the Wrath of the Infinite Endgame, has been a joint production between Radio Los Angeles Studios and Fourth Hand Productions. Written and produced by me, Michael Paul Gonzalez, our cast included Brent Hand as Brent Hand, John Goforth as John Goforth, Lisa Hand as Lisa Hand, Kyle as Kyle, Conspiracy Bot as Conspiracy Bot, Alexandra Biankowska as Decker, Joe Peck as the powerful one and himself, David Flora as various legally distinct and permissible under parody laws, space-themed pop culture characters who shall not be named,
Kevin Crispin
as Kevin Crispin, Tim Longhurst as British announcer guy, Sebastian Tekken as the Imperial Space Soldier, and no children were harmed in the making of the PSA as the voice was provided by Sarah Penn of the wonderful podcast Rapture 518. Will there be another adventure? Probably. Will it involve as many creatures and sound effects? I sure hope not. But thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the trilogy, and stay woke, Meat Sacks.